Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. You all are tuned in this evening to Why I Write. What a dope title for this type of show. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I will be kicking it with La Ciencia in a moment, just to briefly introduce myself. Welcome to those of you who are tuned into the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. Welcome. Thank you all for giving us your time. I just wanted to introduce myself once again. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I'm also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth, Struggle, Love. If you haven't purchased it yet, please do so. Show some love and support to the poet who loves all poets. It can be purchased in hardcover, softcover, as well as ebook format on AuthorsHouse.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon, Google Books, most places books are sold. I'm sure you'll enjoy each of the pages within that book. I'm also a veteran teacher in New York City, teaching ELA to sixth grade students on a daily basis, representing the Boogie Down Bronx, New York City, all day, every day. And so now that I've introduced myself, I do want to go through a few protocols of the show just for those of you who have never tuned in before. First and foremost, if you would like to speak on the air this evening, you are more than welcome to do so. Your voice is also important. I'm sure Lassie NCR would love that. I would definitely appreciate it. If you're listening on the phone lines, please press 1 at any given time and you will be put into queue. I will definitely get to you before the end of the show. If you would like to speak and do speak, please avoid and refrain from any profanity. I understand artists, we're very passionate about our ish, but we just don't want any audience members offended. So please, once again, refrain from any profanity. If you have not yet followed Poetic Soul Talk Show, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. The 2 is the number 2. Follow the show so you can tune into past episodes. We've had so many dope authors, poets, artists of all walks of life from all across the country. So you can tune into any of or all of those episodes by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. Again, 2 being the number 2. I did want to shout out real quick Rick Herrera, who was a guest on last week's Poetic Soul Talk Show, one-man show, is going to be doing a show in New York City next Friday, May 1st, as well as April 29th, which I believe is next Wednesday. Anyway, I'll be there on May 1st. So if you have not yet purchased tickets and you are available and able to support one who has had an amazing journey up until this point, the name of his show is The Naked Truth. To get more information about that as well as to purchase tickets, please visit RH Comedy on Instagram. Once again, on Instagram, he is RH Comedy, and you can interact with him and possibly purchase tickets. It'd be dope to meet some other poets face-to-face not met before. So with that being said, I am going to introduce Lassie NCR. I do not have his bio in front of me, but we actually met on Instagram in 2012 and actually 2013, I apologize. And he is a poet representing BK Brooklyn by way of DR, Dominican Republic. He is very passionate about writing. I have had the pleasure of meeting Lassie NCR face-to-face on a few occasions. He has supported and come out to some poetry slam events that I've had and slammed his poetry. Overall, such a beautiful soul and human being. And he is who we will be speaking with this evening and listening to dope poetry. Now, this is a first. This title, Why I Write, was La Ciencia's idea. I did have another title in mind, but what better title to have, not only to introduce him, but also in the month of April, which we all know is National Poetry Month. And so I'm just going to get straight to the phone lines because I'm excited. Hi, La Ciencia. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. How you doing tonight, Diddy?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. I am doing very well. Very excited to be on the phone line with you, sharing this gift. And, you know, just excited to be on the phone after Rick, who was on the show last week. And
yes.
Unfortunately, I missed the show last week because I was in the air. I was flying, you know, I was out on business. I mean, I can't wait to actually have time to sit down and listen. I know he did his thing. I mean, Rick is such a great dude, man. I can't wait to see his show next week. Extremely excited.
Are you
going to
be there
it.
On Friday?
I think I might have to be there on Wednesday because business won't allow me to be there Friday.
Oh,
pushing,
my
I might
goodness.
Go to both. I just might go ahead and go to both. It's that kind of thing. You can't just see it once. You got to see it twice. Got to go support shows that the guy loves. I mean, I'm extremely excited to see what he's going to, like, I have no idea what he's going to come up with.
Me neither.
I'm just excited to actually go ahead and see what that minor has thought of, you know?
You know, and for those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to why I write on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. And not to interrupt or go too far in depth with it, because I definitely have some questions I'd like to ask you and get into, you know, but I did have to mention, Poetic Soul Talk Show started in June of last year. Actually, this is the 53rd episode, for those of you that are interested in numbers and statistics. But La Ciencia, myself, Rick Herrera, which is also known as Rick RH Comedy, Factory, Defective, Lion of Guys, like, we were insta-slamming right after I released Poetry to Life, never met face-to-face. And I've told this story before, so for those of you tuned in, you know, you've heard it already, but that was how we began connecting. We didn't know each other prior to. And that was 2 years ago, of course. And I just love that it's like a click. And not only is it just us at this point, but that community continues to grow, including all the guests on the show, those that tune in and our loyal listeners that may never speak. I just think it's dope to see the movement and the growth from that point until now. And that's one reason why this show we're talking about, The Naked Truth with Rick Herrera, is such a dope event, because we remember when he was writing it, you know, and here it is. It's come to fruition. So, yes, hopefully we'll see each other soon, La Ciencia. We haven't seen each other since last year.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other in quite a while. We've been busy.
Yes. So, we're going to get into... No problem. You know, just don't forget about us as you moving through the sky. You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever asked you this question before, and I was thinking about it while listening to Duke Miles and John. Why La Ciencia? How did you come up with that pen name or nickname or both?
Well, the name is funny. The name was given to me by my barber, actually.
Oh.
One of my barbers in Brooklyn, his name is Ludi. I always used to go there, you know, to, you know, like, cut my hair. It ended up being kind of like a hangout spot. And there, you know, I used to do, you know, kind of like a little bit of music at some point. And we used to, you know, like, rhyme and stuff like that and do freestyles and stuff like that in Spanish. And then, you know, he gave me that name because it was like I always had something smart to say. Like, it wasn't, you know, just like nonsense I was saying. It was something always... something smart to say, not just like your everyday thing. So he kind of gave me La Ciencia, and I fell in love with the name. I was like, oh, this is extremely cool. And I was like, La Ciencia Poetica, the science of poetry. So
here we go
stuck
with the bilingual Spanish. I love it. I love it. So you are nicknamed La Ciencia. I mean, you know, I do speak Spanish, and I guess it's a part of growing up in the boogie down. But for those of you that don't know what La Ciencia stands for, it stands for the science. I mean, it does sound very similar, doesn't it? You could pretty much assume, even if you have no former background knowledge of the Spanish language. But, yeah, I was curious, like, wait, La Ciencia. I never asked him why. La Ciencia, that's a good story.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It stuck with me, and I was like, you know, it was one of those things I just fell in love with. I was like, okay, this is a pretty cool, it has a pretty cool sound to it.
Yeah, and it's very suitable for you. So tell the audience a little bit about your journey in terms of language and the English language. And I know because we've discussed it before, but they don't know it. And I do nickname you the bilingual poet because you do post poems in Spanish every now and again. Thank God for Google Translator so I can understand certain words that I may not know offhand. But, yeah, share with the audience because I think it's a very inspirational one. How you came to be the bilingual poet, so to speak.
I mean, I was born and raised in the Dominican Republic, and I came here when I was 13 years old. And I started high school. That was a bit of a struggle because I was always used to being kind of like, you know, the A student, you know, back home, always competing and everything. And, you know, I thought I knew a little bit of English because I took all these classes when I was back. But it didn't really help. When I came here, you know, the way that we speak is a little different than what you may learn, you know, in an institute. You know, they teach you, like, so proper and, you know, and even pronunciation. But it when somebody spoke to me and just asked me, you know, my name, I was like, what? Like, I didn't understand. Like, so it was a bit harsh. So my first year was really harsh here. My first 6 months, I didn't even want to be in this country. I just wanted to go back home.
Right.
But, you know, my father had to sit down with me, and he was like, you know, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm going to be living from now on. So, you know, I really need you to support that decision. So I used to go to school, grab a dictionary, and go home and study, like, so I could know what was going on throughout the whole day in school.
How old were you when you initially came?
I was 13. I started high school at 13 here. I was 13 years old, going to high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
That's a rough age. That's just a rough age in general, not even with the factor of coming to another country and assimilating another language into your own.
Yeah, so it was already rough. So, you know, and then I felt like, you know, at some point I felt like other people were catching on to the language and I wasn't yet. So I just, you know, I really, after that first year, I put myself in a school where it was all English. So I kind of forced myself to learn the language. So I put myself there and, you know, I kind of learned a little bit. And then poetry, I really started writing it. Mainly it was in Spanish, and I used to do it. You know, it was kind of like a fun thing. I started writing, it was like songs in Spanish. I used to do it just for fun over there because it wasn't much to do back in Dominican Republic. You know,
right.
At some point, you know, you have to get, we didn't have all the Nintendo games and all the technology that we have today. So you have to be creative. You know, it kind of started like a little thing. We'll write songs and, you know, it became, you know, I became a little popular with the girls, so that was kind of an inspiration to write.
Oh, boy, of course it was. Why
that
not?
That was kind of like the reason why I started writing. But then it evolved, the love for it. You know, I started, you know, seeing, you know, listening to more music and listening to other artists. And, you know, I felt that there was more to it than just that, you know. And you know, just listening, it started evolving. And, you know, I was then, you know, my cousin Ariel and Tiara, they always write in English. And, you know, I was like, man, I need to catch up. You know, I need to learn. Like, I wanted to do that too. Like, I didn't want to just write in Spanish. And then I met you and, you know, Stunning One, Rick, you know, all you guys writing. It was kind of an inspiration.
I forgot
was like,
Stunning One. If he's listening, he's going to probably send me a text message saying he's nobody. Big shout out to Stunning One, who was also a part of the Insta Slam way before Poetic Soul Talk Show was in existence, as well as Two Factory Defective and Lion of Goddess 31, because those were, you know, amongst the initial, it wasn't a lot of poetry popping on Instagram when I first started posting poems, and I was looking for them and, you know, came across a few. I'm just very glad that we connected the way that we did, because I feel like that was the beginning of the movement. And we've been moving ever since. I mean, each and every one of us, whether it's via poetry or screenplays or, you know, Tiara's in grad school. I mean, people are just moving. Gypsy Rose, also shout out to Gypsy Rose. I had a conversation with her earlier today. She's probably tuned in. Hey, Gypsy. And, yep, look at that. Stunning One is waiting to speak. I'm going to be right with you, Steve, but please be nice, okay? And so, right before I get to Steven, I just wanted to say welcome to everybody. There's a lot of callers called in this evening to hear why I write, as well as logged online. Welcome, everybody. If at any given point you'd like to speak, please feel free to press 1 if you're listening on the phone line and you're going to queue like Steve, who's waiting to speak, or if you're listening online, please utilize the chat box. You can send questions or comments, and I'll definitely read them aloud on the air before the end of the show. And so before I get to Steve, I asked you that question because to some extent, I mean, we all come from different places, whether it's, you know, DR or another place, and we have arrived here. And it's not just a physical thing or a geographical thing, but even in terms of being a poet, I kind of believe we're very different, and we're all looking for others like us. And so it's a journey and a process with that, as well as teaching children who come here from DR or from Africa or from Jamaica, because that's predominantly the nationalities of my students. You know, it's very difficult for them to adjust. So for you to have went through that, La Ciencia, and to arrive here, and your poetry is just dope and amazing. It's not like I could read it when you write it in English and say, oh, he's learning English, you know, or he was an English language learner at one point. You've already arrived and been through that, and I think that in and of itself is inspirational for people to just know to keep fighting through whatever it is they may be going through, because at some point, they'll be able to move past it. And that's the reason why I kind of asked you to explain, you know, how you came to be this quote-unquote bilingual poet. That's my nickname for you, I guess. But I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick. Hey, Steve. Welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show.
I just want to let you know that I can't listen for very long tonight because I do got to get some loose ends tied up before I go out of town this weekend for I'm sure you know what, but I just want to call in and tell you that I'm proud of you, you know, part of the OG crew, I guess you could say. But
yes, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
It's been a pleasure writing with you, listening to you. I'm glad you're on the show doing your thing. Dee Dee, I'm so thankful to have been part of this show, and just I support you guys. I love you. I love your art.
The prehistory. The prehistory that you're speaking of. We love you too, Steve. Thank you so much for calling in. I know that
you
have a lot.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, you have a lot going on. So we're going to just create a prayer circle for you and, you know, look forward to speaking with you. You're very welcome. And hopefully, you know, reach out. Hopefully you'll be able to tune in again very soon.
Absolutely. I'm going to listen as long as I can. I've got to, I have to come back and listen to the recorded parts.
Okay, great.
Do your thing.
You
man.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
Hold on one moment, Steve. Steve, he said it, the OG crew, friend of the show, supporter of the show, donor to the show, past guest on two different shows, frequent flyer on the open mic episode. Steve is just dope. Okay, so we're going to keep Steve in our prayers. He's dealing with a lot at this point in time. For those of you that follow him on Instagram, you may or may not know, but let's just lift him up and lift his spirit up during this difficult time. Okay, La Ciencia, so one last question. This, you know, I go off the cuff every now and again. I'm getting ready to do that right now. If you had to say who your favorite poet was, well-known poet, not so well-known, who would that be?
I mean, man, there's
so many. I know.
There's so many. Today I'm actually, you know, at some point in the show, I want to read one. There was this one poem that has been, and this is this one poem that's been a great inspiration for me. And it's a poem by Dale Wimbro, the Minister
Dale
of Glass.
Wimbro.
And that poem really has been, you know, one of the poems that, you know, I just post at work. I have it printed out. I just looked at it, you know, and it's been one of my favorite poems. So I have to say, you know, He'll be there. You know, one of the top poets that I have.
Okay, that's cool. And I know you're going to share that poem as well as two that you wrote. Real quick, I just wanted to shout out. Poetry is becoming very big. I can't remember the name of the commercial because I'm not a big time TV watcher, but there was a quote from Invictus. I think it was a Geico commercial, I want to say, but it was like a quote from Invictus Green, and I was like jumping for joy because I knew what poem it was from and the author, and when I mentioned it to my students, it was like you could hear crickets in the classroom because they were like, what is she talking about? But, yeah, big up to poetry. You're going to share a poem, one of which is called Hindsight, and I just love the concept of hindsight overall, so I'm very curious to hear this poem. Whenever you're ready, we're listening.
All right, so let's start with that poem. The title, like I said, is Hindsight, and it goes like this. I put a light to my darkness to see the world for what it really is. Been blind to it all my life, so at first glimpse, it seemed intense, kind of dense, and a lot of things didn't make sense. And how could they, with the watered-down version of our so-called education, Ignorance is bliss. Oh, thou beautiful nation. Yet, here I am, bringing you food for thought to stop the starvation with a poetic narration of a most recent realization. You see, I learned a secret, and I'm letting it out. So listen, the world's a really messed up place full of lies and disguise, which we believe to be our truth like blue skies, but this everyone denies. Now, I also found out that the root of all evil is simply a mind who refuses to evolve and not money like we've been told. Then I was struck with the question, how can this problem be solved? Unfortunately for us in this poem, I won't be able to work out the solution because my words don't possess nearly enough power to clear your mind of all the pollution that it has been exposed to since day one. Because all of our lives, we've been fed lies and negative things that shaped us into manageable beings who sit down and watch on TV how the world around us falls apart, yet we do nothing to play our part in being a part of the solution. Now, all this insight has helped me come to the conclusion that we need a mindset revolution. We must become dreamers because our reality sucks. And we must dream big and change the world while we at it. Share those dreams and speak them into existence with our words, action, and persistence. Chase our passions with dedication and unmatched work ethic because we only have one life. So let's make it epic.
Yes. Yes. You like, you know, the dreamers and life sucks. And I'm like, it sucks what? Don't answer that question. I'm just saying. It was a dope poem. Thank you so much for sharing that. And so without further ado, let me just ask you this question, considering the title of the show this evening. Why do you write?
I mean, oh, man. This is going to be a part. I'm going to cover a little bit of that in the second poem that I have, too, which is Blank Page. I speak a little bit about that. Kind of right, you know, because sometimes, you know, when everything, you know, and I actually wrote this five poem. You just reposted it today, too. When darkness strikes, I write, you know. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, in our head, it's so much going on. And we don't even find who to speak to, who to talk to, and you know, and we just turn to the pages and let it all out, let it all bleed out there, you know, to kind of like so we won't suffocate, you know. It's a form of expression. It's a form, you know. I always say, you know, one of my dreams is, you know, like I always wanted to immortalize my words, like you know, and that's the way that you do it, by writing it down, you know, by getting your message out there, and you know, and maybe. You know, like they say, you know, one of my mentors always said that your test becomes your testimony. So I feel like I went through a lot coming here, growing up, and, you know, I have a story to tell. And, you know, through writing, through my poetry, I could express it and get it out there, maybe inspire mm-hmm. someone to, you know, that it might be going through the same thing that I am, to keep going, keep pushing, you know? So
yes.
I write
think
to inspire.
That's it. That's it right there. You write to inspire, and I know that's something that you have, you know, been wanting to do as well as hope to continue to be able to do. So what do you hope the listeners this evening who are tuned in, by the way, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Y'all are tuned in to What I Write. Please press one on the phone line, become a part of this conversation, kick it with us real quick, ask questions. If you're listening online, welcome. Use the chat box to send questions or comments, and I'll read them on the air. So what do you hope that those who are tuned in to the show this evening gain from this conversation as well as from your poetry?
I mean, you know, just one, you know, that they enjoy the poetry. That's first of all, you know, just get to know, you know, me, someone, you know, coming up who, you know, hopefully, you know, I intend to be more out there with my poem, you know, with my poetry. I intend to, you know, write a little more as the time passes by. And, you know, hopefully someone will be inspired. Someone will hear it, you know, and they'll hear one of my poems and be inspired by it. Go ahead and write another one and write a masterpiece, you know, and, you know, gain some mm-hmm. friends. Yeah, you know, and you know, like I said, we you know, look at the friendship, the great friendship that, you know, came out of us just sharing poetry on Instagram. So for those who, you know, who are there, follow me at La Ciencia, you know, on Instagram, and, you know, maybe we become friends, we'll start writing, you know, with each other, we start slamming again, and And, you know, that's how this friendship was born. So, you know, we could add more to them.
That's right. We're trying to grow the community. There's quite a few callers waiting to speak on the line. So I'm going to get to you in one moment. I did want to say, as far as audience members go, and I know that La Ciencia, amongst like the rest of us, we just want to be able to share our stories and be heard and inspire. And these are the things that we all aspire to. So please follow La Ciencia on Instagram at La Ciencia. If you're following at Poetic Soul Talk Show, I reposted a couple of his. He was also a guest on a show, I think it was in August, and I can't remember the title, but it was like Pain Equals Love or something like that. If you go to Blog Talk Radio,
Love
Beyond the Pain. Yes, sir. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, you will be able to hear that episode. You may have to scroll down quite a bit. Once again, this is the 53rd episode of Poetic Soul Talk Show. We get numbers up on the show, and I'm grateful for all of you. And all of you who are listening, may not be listening, for supporting, donating monies, promoting, being a guest, spreading the word, telling other people about it, asking them to tune in. Like, it's just an amazing experience. And I did want to give a real quick shout out to my best friend who is listening on the air. She may not speak because she's not that type, but, you know, she can be a testament. We used to go downtown to the New Eurekan Poets Cafe in like 1998, and I used to get on the stage and we used to drink red wine, and it was just so dope. And I'm pretty sure she's smiling right now because those were very good times. But all of this leads to a future, and I just want you all to remain inspired. I'm going to go to the phone lines now. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, everybody. Hey, La Ciencia. It's Lady Poetry. I'm calling from North New Jersey. What's going on?
Hey.
Hello, Lady Poetry. Good evening.
Good evening. Me and La Ciencia were actually talking last night. He made me feel better about something because we're also kind of like friends off of Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know. but he inspired me. I appreciate you so much for that, and I want to tell you that. First of all, you already know you're a dope poet. We can't help it. We're all dope in our own way. You know what I mean? And your story,
yes, ma'am,
about coming from Dominican Republic here and trying to revert, I think that's dope. And I'm glad that you finally caught on to the language. They say it's the hardest language because our words mean so many different things. So I'm grateful for that. And I just wanted to tell you to keep writing. And for those of you who don't know, I met Dee Dee, La Ciencia, Rick Carrera, Tiara, that's Factory, Defective, right?
Mm-hmm.
I met
Lisa Maldonado.
Yes, I met all of them in Harlem. What was it, the year before last? And I think that's when we all kind of met each other. Like, we didn't know each other, right? Is that the first time that we all met?
Well, it was the second time I met with them. It was the first time that you and I met, and the first time they met you.
Got it. Okay, all right. And I just wanted to say, I'm kind of part of the crew, I guess, because I came to the events and slams and stuff. So.
Not kind of. You are. Not kind of. Come on.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm kind of, girl. You all the way down.
Oh, my God. But I just wanted to tell you that you're so dope. Keep writing. Please produce a book because I'm working on mine. And I love it. I look forward to seeing you. If you make it to the first, I will be there at Rick's show also. So,
well,
Lady
then,
Poetry is going to be in the house for the
and
Naked,
you know,
Truth on Friday.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I'll be there.
Major supporter, and definitely follow her on Instagram, too, as she is _ Lady Poetry. She's been a guest on quite a few shows. We have a dope community. She's a supporter, a donor of poetry and everything beautiful. Definitely check her out. You are absolutely a part of the crew. Please don't smack me next time you see me for not calling you back last night or for not mentioning you, and you are definitely a member. We're all so connected.
Oh, child, I do not feel shaded, not one bit. As you know, poets, we always think it, so it's okay. That's all right.
Yes, ma'am, and you keep writing, too. Don't hang up, Lady Poetry. Thank you for calling.
Yep. Have a good night. Talk to you later.
You, too. Hold on one moment. We're going to the next caller. Lassie in Seattle Lines is popping tonight. They hot on fire. Greetings. Welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Yeah, you speaking to New State of Mind, Chemist from up here in Cincinnati. What's going on, everybody? How you doing?
Hey, New State of Mind.
Hey.
Hello,
hey,
welcome.
Hey, Lassie, how you doing, man? How you doing?
Great. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Real quick, I just want to say, when I seen the title for this, Why Do I Write, earlier today I had been seeing this, and it kind of made me question myself, too. Why do I write? I always ask myself that question. And I just want to say that you kind of answered that question for me when you said you write to inspire and about speaking things into existence. I was having a conversation, not to get too away from take away from the show or anything, but
no, this is absolutely on point.
The power of the words that we have, you never know how they may impact and touch somebody else's life. And I really realized the power of words. So now I'm starting to choose a little more carefully what I'm saying and who I'm saying them to, because I never know where they're going. When I write, I try not to hold back, but I, like Lassianza and a lot of the other poets, I write to inspire, to touch other people, and I hope that my story in some way can intertwine with someone else's story, and we can all just see that we all have the same struggles, and we all face with the same difficulties in life, and we all have to vent those. So I really enjoy the show. I look forward to it, and I look forward to being able to link up with you guys a little more and, you know, just get some of my writings out there. I haven't really put many online, but I'm still working on it, and I'm still writing, but I really enjoy the show. And the poem that you did,
thank
the first
you.
One was really dope. I really, really liked that. Yeah.
Well, thank you, and keep writing, man. I can't wait to hear some of your stuff very soon. You know, always welcome. You know, to link up. You know, I'm always down to meet new poets, and you know, like I said, we gotta stay together. We're a community. We gotta help each other out. Get our story out there. You know, I help you, you help me, you know, and that's how it goes. That's the circle of life. And, you know, what
right.
you said about, you know, really watching what you say, you know, watching your words, you know, speaking things into existence is so true. You know, we really have to watch how not only how we speak to other people, but how we talk to ourselves, what we say when we're thinking, what we say when we're alone to ourselves, you know. And that's so true because, you know, if we stay inspired, you know, we got to give everything that we say, we got to give it meaning. We got to put meaning behind it because that's how we're going to be able to get out there and be who we want to be.
Yo, I just witnessed firsthand a dope exchange and New State of Mind. Thank you so much. I know this isn't the first time you called in. I know it won't be the last time. I know we've briefly connected, you know, via email briefly and representing Cincinnati, by the way. Can you shout out your Instagram name so that you can be embraced by those who are listening and we can all, you know, this is growth in the flesh.
Yeah.
So please shout it out real quick.
Okay, my Instagram handle is New State of Mind. That's NUSTATEOFMIND. And my name is Chemist. They call me Chemist. So that's my MC name. I also came up the same way, Lassianza. So I can feel where you're coming from with the MC and everything like that. So I really appreciate
and
y'all
I'm,
again, man. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm going to repost one of New State of Mind's posts from his page. We posted to the Poetic Soul Talk Show page just so that in case you were not able to write down his IG name, you'll be able to follow him from there. And I just also want to say the camaraderie, not even just amongst women and women, because y'all know how women can be, even with each other, beyond, you know, the physical romantic realm, but to see brothers from different backgrounds or from the same background but have different stories connect the way that y'all just did, I have goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all took me to church. And y'all took me to the Million Man March. And thank y'all both so much.
Real quick, I really appreciate you saying that, Ms. D, because that's something that I do notice. A lot of women are able to put aside their differences or whatever and unify and connect, but it's so hard for brothers to do that, so hard for men to do that. So much more of that is needed. And I feel that writing is a release in a way that we can connect. But I love
that's right.
Just the love for men and women, but brothers, of no matter what color, what race, whatever, men, period, we all need to come together and we all need to do our part as well and unite and make something big. That's what I want to say.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Thank
Lord.
You, thank you, thank you.
No, no, don't be sorry. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please don't hang up.
All right.
Hold one moment. Wow, that was, I literally have goosebumps. Like, it's not too much, and you know, Steve, of course, and the regulars, but it's literally growing. And now, you know, New State of Mind representing Cincinnati, talking to La Ciencia, representing BK by way of DR. I'm in the BX. This is beautiful. I'm excited. I needed this to happen this evening. And so with that being said, La Ciencia, before there's more callers, and by the way, everyone's voice matters. So if you have anything to say, anything to ask, please feel free to press 1 on the phone lines and I will definitely get to you. If you're listening online, definitely utilize the chat box. I do see that there are some listening online. I'm hoping that everyone is inspired this evening, as I always am, interviewing and listening to poets and poetry. So La Ciencia, you have a poem called Blank Page. Please do share.
Yes, this poem, you know, it's funny because this poem was actually inspired by a post by a stunning one. So, you know, when he listens to this, I just want to give him a shout out because this came because of him.
Shout out.
So, blank page. Here it goes. I see a blank page and get the urge to taint it with emotions from the overflowing wealth, which is my heart. Some call that art, some call it poetry. To me, simply pouring out the hurt, so I will suffocate. It's searching for some sanity, some clarity. It's breaking free from the prison we call everyday life, our monotony. You see, it's in those moments when it's so dark that I write and I write and I write until the friction between the pen and the paper ignites a spark, giving birth to a new light, a new thought, a new reality. It's in those moments that are beyond my comprehension that I stare at the blank page and it takes me to a new dimension where things start to fall in line with each metaphor, with each simile, with each rhyme. I'm in control of space and time. There, I fast forward, pause, rewind. I am my own hero, out to the rescue and finding treasures. And sometimes I just write because in writing I find pleasure. I guess what I'm trying to say is that a blank page is simply the land.
Hello? La Ciencia, are you there? Black Talk Radio better not start with me tonight. Not today. La Ciencia, if you're there, you might have mistakenly muted the phone, possibly. I don't know if everyone else can hear me. I hope that you all can. He was in the middle of slamming a dope poem called Blank Page, and it doesn't seem like he can hear me speaking at this point in time. I do want to go to the phone lines to see if it's a technical issue with Block Talk Radio. So, Lady Poetry, real quick. Lady Poetry? Lady Poetry, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
La Ciencia. Oh, thank God. I was about to flip out. I don't know what happened. I thought it was Blog Talk Radio. I wasn't sure if you muted the phone by mistake. You're going to have to run it back real quick from the top. I was all involved, and I was like, hello?
I'm not sure what happened. It just got cut off. I have to call back in.
Oh, boy. I hope that doesn't happen again.
Yeah,
I'll be making a phone call after the show.
Yeah, not sure what happened, but I can start from the top again. Don't worry.
Yes, can't stop, won't stop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
The devil is a liar, though. He's a liar. And Lady Poetry just texted me to say that she just got cut off too. Hopefully, if you all are experiencing any technical difficulties, you don't let it deter you from a dope episode. La Ciencia is about to start his second poem, which he was rudely interrupted by Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to get them. Don't worry, La Ciencia. I got your back. Whenever you're ready to start Blank Page, we're all listening.
All right, so here it goes again. I see a blank page and get the urge to taint it with emotions from the overflowing wealth, which is my heart. Some call that art, some call it poetry. To me, simply pouring out the hurt, so I won't suffocate. is searching for some sanity, some clarity. It's breaking free from the prison which we call everyday life, our monotony. You see, it's in those moments when it's all dark that I write and I write and I write until the friction between the pen and the paper ignites its spark, giving birth to a new light, a new thought, a new reality. It's in those moments that are beyond my comprehension that I stare at the blank page and it takes me to a new dimension where things start to fall in line with each metaphor, with each simile, with each rhyme. I'm in control of space and time. There, I fast forward, pause, rewind. I am my own hero, out to the rescue and finding my treasures. And sometimes I just write because in writing I find pleasure. I guess what I'm trying to say is that a blank page is simply the land where I venture, my escape from the world, my greatest adventure.
Wow. And, yeah, that about sums up why you write, huh? So you said that was a beautiful poem, by the way. That was beautiful. You said that Steve inspired that?
Yeah.
To some extent?
It was a pose. He posed something, blank page. I can't even remember exactly what it was. It was a while back. And it was something I wrote as I was on a slam back. You know how we do go back and forth. But I wrote that, and mm-hmm. I was on a post, and I was like, now I think I'm going to save this one so I can read it on the air.
Uh-oh, look at that. I loved it.
Yeah, so it was something, you know, like I said, it was, you know, sum up, you know, the reason why we write, you know, and it is, you know, we look at, you know, to us, everyone else, you know, they see, you know, it's like an artist, they see a canvas and they see a picture there, you know, we look at it. You know, we look at a blank page and we see words coming together, you know, because that's what we do. That's
right.
The reason we look at things. And, you
that's
know,
right.
we just got to bring them to life.
Well, I so appreciate you sharing that with us this evening. For those of you that are tuned in, you're tuned in to Why I Write. If you're tuning in late, welcome. You're still welcome. Hopefully you're enjoying the episode. Definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife approximately 15 minutes after the episode ends, and you'll be able to hear the full episode from beginning to end, blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, two being the number two. And so La Ciencia, what would the world be without poetry?
Man, there was a post that I saw that it said, "Earth without art is eh." And I think
uh-huh.
poetry is a form of art. So, you know, it will be, you know, poetry is just a form of expression. You know that it just it allowed us to pour our heart out. You know, really. It's so playful, you know, the way that you see words interact and like flirt with each other in a poem, you know, and it's just such a way. It's the only way that I feel like it's the only way that you can really express your feelings, you know. Like it's nothing, the sexiest thing in the world. It's a good metaphor.
You ain't lying. That's the truth. That's the truth. And it takes a special mind to understand poetry. Not everybody gets it, and that's fine. I'm just happy that I am one of the ones that do, and I'm happy to be connected with yourself and those who I'm connected with that also get it. It's not anything that you really have to explain or, you know, you're right. It's like metaphors are very sexy. So are similes, by the way. I might have to write a poem.
Oh, no.
I'm very inspired right now.
Well, see, that means that my job on the show tonight was already done.
That's right. And you know, like you said, this is what we do. And so before you share the poem, and I'll allow you to introduce it, if anything you would like to say on the air this evening that might be on your mind, in your heart, that you just feel like needs to be put out there that you may not have already put out there, please do so. Now's the time.
Well, no, I mean, just to really thank you for giving us this outlet to be able to put out our words out there and be able to express them. You know, this is something that, you know, we have. I didn't know that, you know, if you would have asked me when we met 2 years ago, I didn't know that we were going to be on the air right now sharing this. So, you know,
Word.
Things happen for a reason. We all met for a reason. And, you know, God had his plan and he put us in each other's lives for a reason. I know that very well. And, you know, I'm just grateful for you. I'm grateful for, you know, everybody that inspired me. You know, my cousin Ariel, you know, he was the one that got me started with the writing in English, you know, going back and forth with him. And, you know, Tiara, every time that I write something, I send it to her like, hey, can you, you know,
so
can
she
edit
can
this
it?
For me? Yeah, you know, can you proofread this? Can you proofread this for me? You know, kind of like, you know, and you know, but little by little, you know, I started getting more confident, you know, and you know, one of the things I wanted to do was like, man, I want to, you know, be able to recite, you know, and write poems, you know, like Steve, like Dee Dee, like, you know, and you guys were like kind of like the inspiration, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to be up there with you guys, be on the same level, you know, and, you know, I know you guys keep growing, but, you know, I'm going to have to outwork you.
That's fine. Listen, bring it. It's nothing but your own imagination anyway. I mean, I've seen you slam on stage. You know, we were bugging out in Harlem at Jalissa's with your bow tie, and La Ciencia is a real slick dude. You know, you got to really see him in the flesh and hear him, and, you know, you bring your own twist to it because you're different in that regard. So with that being said, I just wanted to really thank you for continuing to go on, because if you had ever decided to drop the pen, we would have never met, we would have never had this connection, and I think it would have been just a different reality for all of us. So tell the audience members where they'll be able to follow you or interact with you or communicate with you past this evening's episode.
Well, they can find me, you know, like I said, on Instagram there, you know, I post some of my poetry, you know. If not, you're going to see pictures of my son or me going somewhere. You know, like I said, La Ciencia, that's LASCIENCIA. La Ciencia, if anything, if you're following a Poetic Soul Talk Show, she posted me on there, so follow me on there. And if not, you can find me on Facebook, and there's going to be my name, which is Aldys Cruz, that's ALDYS. CRUC. You can also follow me there, and, you know, we'll just get in touch from there. I'm a great supporter. I try to be there. You know, if you have an event going on, invite me. If I can make it, I'll be there, and, you know, we can meet, exchange, you know, words, and a great friendship can start from there, you know.
Thank you so much for sharing that information. Y'all definitely have to go and show La Ciencia some love. I'm pretty sure people are already doing that as we speak. And I don't know if you mind, but do you mind shouting out real quick what your side hustle may be? Because as you can see, there are people calling from all over the United States to tune into the Poetic Soul Talk Show, and who also listen to the podcast if they're not available or able to listen to us while we're live. I think, you know, maybe we can all get something going where we can all meet in some central city and sit down with our fedoras and sip some Moscato or some tea, whichever one you prefer, and, you know, sit down and kick it poetry-wise. Do you mind sharing that information with them, or if not, just bypass it and I'll move on?
I mean, you know, like I said, you know, they could follow me. We could talk later on, you know. I'm into the business of inspiring people, helping them pursue, you know, their you know, the personal growth. And, you know, and if it's in any way possible, I can help you reach your dreams, you know, in any ways, then I'll be able to do that. Like I said, I found my outlet, you know. I don't know if it'll be yours, but, you know, we could talk later.
There you go. Holla at him real quick. I'm telling you, y'all heard it from me first. Don't say I didn't put you on. For those of you that are tuned in, we hope that you have enjoyed this episode. La Ciencia does have a poem that he needs or would like to share with us this evening, not one that he wrote, but one that he did state continues to inspire him. So, La Ciencia, please introduce the title, the author, and I'm interested in hearing it because, to me, it's not familiar. You know, I learn something new every day. So, yes, please introduce the poem.
The poem is called The Men in the Glass by Dale Wimbro. And, this, like I said, I bump into this poem. It was simply posted somewhere at work. I read it. And right then and there, I Googled it. I saved it. And, you know, it's one of the things that I read almost every day because it just inspires me. So here it goes. When you get what you want in your struggle for self and the world makes you king for a day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what the man has to say. For it isn't your father or your mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. He's a fellow to please. Never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear to the end, and you pass your most difficult, dangerous test if the man in the glass is your friend. If the man in the glass is your friend, you may fool the whole world down to the path of years and get passed on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you cheated the man in the glass.
That does sound very familiar. What a beautiful poem. I mean, I really, that was very nice, and I'm glad you texted me the title and the author so I can kind of refer to it a few times too and maybe even share it with my students. I try to inspire them with poetry as much as I possibly can. It's been such a beautiful episode, La Ciencia. And by the way, if you all would like to share feedback regarding this evening's episode and you were not able to or chose not to speak on the air this evening, please feel free to email me and I'll forward it to La Ciencia or even post it on at Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram. Please email PoeticSoulTalkShow@gmail.com so we can kind of keep the conversation going. We, as in the authors, writers, poets, artists, are working on an ebook, a free ebook that hopefully will be available towards the end of the year. La Ciencia's poems will be featured in there, as well as all of those who have tuned in or been a part of the Poetic Soul Talk Show journey if they choose to publish their poems. So definitely stay up on that. Definitely connect with and follow La Ciencia. Definitely come see The Naked Truth next week, Friday. Please follow RH
Comedy.
Don't
miss all that show.
No, don't miss it. And you can meet us all face-to-face, and we can give each other a hug and finger snap real quick. And, and next week, Thursday, same time, same place. The way we started National Poetry Month was with the Pass the Mic episode. Next week, Thursday, same time, same place, we're going to have the open mic edition where you could slam about anything or everything so that we can say farewell to National Poetry Month in the year of 2015. Thank you all for tuning in. Once again, La Ciencia, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you and what you do and this interview and your time as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And like I said, don't cheat the man in the mirror.
That's right. Make sure y'all pay attention to that man or woman in the mirror. I'm going to end the episode on this note. Have a beautiful evening, poetic weekend. Please tune in next week and share any feedback that you may have. Have a blessed evening, everybody.